defense is really young, but we got a lot of young guys coming in that are pretty good. One of them's Bowden Malcolm, and he's pretty good. He's playing club year round.
You know,
and he'll probably be our best defender this year.
That's good. You know, Braxton Jones, what has seen all the time at goal. He knows he'll likely see a lot of shots in a game. You know, what's his best attribute as a goalie, Christian?
Braxton's best attribute, probably communicating. He's getting better at it, and he's definitely got to lead us with the defensive side.
Absolutely. Brett, even with the big games this week against West Hill and Skinny Ales, do you think Marcellus is the biggest threat given their hot start?
Yes, most definitely.
When you look at these teams, too, you know, you look at Marcellus, you look at Skinny Ales, you look at West Hill and these other teams, who do you love going up against, Brett? Did you have someone on another team you love playing against, or a certain team you love playing against, or is anything like that for you?
Skinny Ales.
You like Skin Christian? Christian, how about you?
Skin's always fun. This year, I'm looking forward to Marcellus. We've heard they're pretty good.
I like it. Is your schedule lined up well without having to play too much in May before the sectional playoffs, you guys? Or how's the schedule look?
We're confident with our schedule. I think we'll be good for our seating for sectionals.
Happy. All right, real quick, one last question, you guys. Tell me a little bit about playing on this team, the camaraderie, hanging out with the guys, kind of some of the off-field stuff. Brett, if you can go first, tell me a little bit about some of the stuff that happens, you know, off the field, some things you guys do, you know, do you go out to dinners? What do you guys do to, you know, kind of hanging out?
We try to plan things on ourselves just to do whatever it takes to hang out, and we definitely love going out to dinners.
I like it. Christian, where are some of those spots you guys go to eat at?
One of them's Tully's, our group of guys are all really close to each other, and we like hanging out outside of the cross.
I like it. Christian DeJoseph and Brett Bucktooth Jr. Guys, thanks for being on the program, and best of luck. Lafayette Boys Across, very talented. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you.
All right, great job, and boys here on the program, and we'll be right back. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Check out the Boeheim Foundation Wilkins RV out and about near you. Please register for our Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation Gala April 29th and our annual Jim Boeheim Golf Tournament June 13th at BoeheimFoundation.org. And you can round up your purchases at Wilkins to help our foundation and support children in our area. Thanks to Galaxy Media Group and CNY Central for their support of our community and foundation.
Hi, it's Jim Boeheim, and you're listening to the Pulse of the Orange, ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Locally owned and operated, the Ethan Allen Design Studio at Marshalls Plaza is DeWitt's interior design destination. Our talented designers listen. We learn what inspires you. We bring your vision to life. When you are happy with your design, our craftspeople will make your furniture exactly the way you want it. Our in-house, premier in-home delivery team brings everything home with exceptional care. Visit our project-based studio at 3405 Erie Boulevard East in DeWitt, and let's craft the future of your home together.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, Philly B, what's going on? Big Phil, Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning Top 10 that Phil does each and every week. You can check that out at InsideHighSchoolSports.com. And now that the boys' lacrosse is underway among the large schools, we've seen West Jenny jump out with a pair of wins, FM, Baldwinsville. Phil, where do you want to go with this?
Well, I'm very interested, first of all, seeing that Baldwinsville, the defending state Class A champions, opened with a loss last Saturday. It was Niski Unit from Section 2 who beat them. And maybe a little sense that, you know, Vivo will have a hard time without some of the seniors that graduated from that state championship team. But Vivo bounced back with a pretty impressive win last Thursday against ESM. And now they're heading into what will be a really interesting week, because I think next week they play three tough home games. I believe they take on both Liverpool and FM, and both of those teams. And FM's playing CBA this afternoon among many on the top games this afternoon.
You know, no small schools. There's a lot of great talent. You've got Marcells, you got Auburn, Kaz, Skin. Tell me a little bit about Class P, Class C, a little bit of D if you can. Go through some of the boys' teams for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, Westville had a nice win yesterday. But also, I mean, Marcells, the start has been really impressive. They've had lopsided victories each of their first few games, including ones over traditional teams like Penn and Auburn. And the Mustangs might be lining up as the best team to take on Lafayette Onondaga, who themselves is off to a 3-0 start with strong wins early this season, including one at Casanova earlier in the week. And Skinny Atlas is also off to a strong start. Grayson Brunell had last week in a game against Indian River, had 14 points, 7 goals, 7 assists, a school record for a single game.
Very nice. Underway girls across, and you've had Baldwinsville's defense off at state. Class A title began with strong one-sided victories. You have Bethlehem. You have CNS looking good. South Jeff, West Jenny. Where do you want to go here on the girls' side,
I'll
Phil, for lacrosse?
Well, in terms of CNS, I mean, they've played a series of close games, and they've won all of them. They beat South Jefferson in a tight one. They beat, I think it was Victor or I think Western, some of those other games were all, they've all been tight games, but CNS has been able to win them. And they're probably the team best lined up to try and take out Baldwinsville, but the Bees, very impressive in both of their first two games. They've rolled their early victory so far with a lot of girls back from that state championship team a year ago.
Janesville DeWitt announced its challenge to Fulton top the Class C girls across ranks when it defeated FM 13-12. We've got some good stuff in Class D. Let's talk some JD. Let's talk Fava Manlius. Let's chat about Skinny Atlas, Honeyoak Falls, Kaz, Southern Hills. Where do you want it? Let's get it going, Phil.
Well, Skinny Atlas is still very much the Class D team to beat. They've already won two strong non-league games, beat HSL on Thursday, and they'll start to... We'll see who can challenge them in terms of all those Class D teams. And then in Class C, again, that was an impressive JD win over FM, who's usually a very strong team year in and year out. And you know that JD and Fulton are off, but Whitesboro's off to a pretty good start as well. 3-0 for the Warriors. And that, I mean, we haven't had many great Utica area girls lacrosse teams, but Whitesboro's making a case to be one.
I saw that. Baseball getting underway both locally and with teams making spring break trips to various warm places. Cortland, defending Class A sectional title, won a tough 6-5 over Shenango Forks. Let's talk some baseball, Phil.
Yeah, Cortland also won its own tournament, and you've got CBA who knocked off Bishop Ryman. They're going to be a tough team. West Genesee, still looking for that elusive sectional title, a good 4-1 win over Auburn to start its season on Thursday. And Auburn moves up to Class AA after being a pretty strong Class A team the last couple of years. But the Maroons can contend there. And I think that the large schools are really going to get going this week, especially when they come back from some of the spring break trips that they made, where they took some lumps, but against tough teams who have been playing for weeks. So that's not surprising.
Tell me some small school baseball teams. Kaz, Class B finals last year, strong in some games. They headed to Myrtle Beach. You got South Jeff and Corey Roberts picked up one of the season's first no-hitters when he blanked Thousand Islands 24-0. Class B, you got Marcellus Salve, won their opening games. So some small school baseball talk.
In terms of that, West Hills is saying Class B champions who were a state Final Four team a year ago opened yesterday by beating Central Square. I also wanted to mention Casanova ultimately went 3-1 on their Myrtle Beach trip. Very impressive with a group led by Jack Burns and Jack Donlin, those players who are going to be, they're going to be tough all year. And Salve, as I mentioned before, nice 2-0 start that went over Marcellus. And, the Bearcats are going to have some tough games, and they're going to try and challenge. I think Weston and Casanova are probably those favorites in the B ranks.
After getting to state Class AA finals a year ago, we can mention Liverpool softball team took a season open 4-2 defeat to Webster Schroeder. We have Baldwinsville and softball CNS to chat about that did some high competition in Cocoa Beach and some good softball talk as well, Phil.
Well, yeah, and again with those large schools. I mean, Liverpool had the close defeat to Webster earlier in the week, but I think they'll get going and you'll hear plenty of them. But Baldwinsville, very determined team after coming so close to the sectional title a year ago. They've won two games down in Tennessee as a very, very strong start to their season. They bring back a lot of hitting talent along with pitcher Bella Hotchkiss. Look out for Beville again.
Man, and how about the no-hitters? Plenty of no-hitters here in small school softball earlier this season. Hamilton and Waterville, Thousand Islands. Why don't you talk about some of these games? Beaver River?
Well, as usual, the depth in Class C and D is quite a lot. And you're going to hear a lot about Hamilton. Oriskany is off to a very strong start on the girls' softball side as well. They've been playing a lot of softball up in the North Country. They've been able to get a lot of games in earlier this season, more than usual as they snow melted. So the teams are, there's a lot of team competition. I think things are pretty wide open in the C and D ranks, and we'll talk more about it once we have more games in the books.
Little track and field in Monday's Tully Spring Break Invitational. We also have the Braden McComb series of wins. Some players you have to mention, some talented kids here in track and field.
Yeah, and the Tully meet, we had Casanova's boys team prevail, but Tully, I think, was in second weather, and ESM's girls team, led by Adani McDuffie and Ariana Brennan, winning on the girls side, and Aquat Kwani, who was already a state qualifier in the high jump already this season. There were 5-6, I think, she got in the high jump at that particular event in Tully, and then there was another large scale meet a day later.
Unbelievable. Then obviously the West Hill the West Hill Spring Break Invitational in boys, and talking about some depth, no team scores were kept. Skinny Atlas, you had Auburn. Tell me a little bit about that, Phil, real quick.
Well, some of the stars included Auburn's Dustin Swartwood, who was a second-place state finisher in the indoor weight throw, and he's already making big numbers in the discus and shot put already this season. And on the boys' side, and also Kyla Palmer on the girls' side from Skinny Atlas, a state medalist in the indoors at 300 meters, won both the 200 and, I think, 400 meters. She's going to be one of the top sprinters. You're going to watch her learn a lot about Palmer all season from Skinny Atlas.
Phil Blackwell. Phil, what do you got going on today? Where's Easter? Are you going to be with the family in Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm in the family right now, and then back on Sunday, and then really into the teeth of the spring season, because then golf and tennis and track really get underway, and there is going to be a flurry of events without snow flurries.
Are we going to get out and play some golf, you and I, or what?
I hope so.
Come on, let's do it up. All right, the great Phil Blackwell. Thanks, Philly. Phil, who does a tremendous job, does a top 10, does all the interviews. I mean, just the man, Mr. Hall of Fame, should be Mr. Hall of Fame, Phil Blackwell. Jesse Edwards, live and in studio next. So the second half of the show, or second part of the hour here, is we've got 11 to 12. We've got 11, 11:30 talking to Jesse Edwards. And then we're going to get into the New York Yankees show. So a little Syracuse Legends action, piggyback then with the New York Yankees show for the last hour here. So we'll be right back. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Visit 110 Grill at Destiny USA, located on the second level by the carousel. Enjoy favorites like pulled pork mac and cheese, chicken caprese, or the Cure Burger. Watch the action from the open kitchen or relax by the fire on the patio overlooking the lake. 110 Grill was recently named one of the most allergy-friendly restaurant brands in the U.S., and 100% of their main menu is available gluten-free. Visit 110 Grill for lunch or dinner and sign up for their loyalty program at 110grill.com. Apex Entertainment in Destiny, USA welcomes you to come in and enjoy 55,000 square feet of pure fun. Enjoy 24 bowling lanes, arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, hollow gate, X-Rider, and now axe throwing, along with a full restaurant menu in the Pit Stop Tavern that features over 65 gluten-free items. Apex also has meeting space, ideal for corporate outings, and is the perfect place for birthday and holiday parties. Perfect weather is always guaranteed. At Apex, go to apexentertainment.com for more information.
Before sunrise, Burn Dairy and Deli is preparing to fuel your day with hot coffee, donuts, muffins, breakfast sandwiches, and other morning staples. For lunch, grab a giant deli sandwich made the way you like it. Pizza, wings, wraps, or a fresh salad. Plus, something to wash it down. Then pick up dinner or a sweet treat and other pantry essentials. Now you can get your Burn Dairy and Deli favorites delivered with DoorDash. All day, every day, you can count on Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.
WTLA North Syracuse, WSGO Oswego, W249BC Mattydale, W261AC Oswego, WTKWHD2 Bridgeport, ESPN Radio.
Now open wide, a little wider, thank you.
Joining the Army has many benefits. Getting a head start on a specialized career is just one of them.
How's it look?
Great job on the flossing, sir. See you in 6 months.
I wouldn't miss it, Sergeant.
Well, now it's going to pay off for you.
This is the Aflac Insurance Syracuse Legend Show, talking to the biggest names in SU sports history.
Her name's Garden.